Live some great Cubs history
on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Business. Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Meet Strivectin, the iconic skincare brand loved by both beauty editors and fans alike. They've won awards from top beauty magazine editors, plus have over 500 five-star reviews on their number one wrinkle-fighting moisturizer, SD Advance Plus. Why? It's the only moisturizer that targets 10 types of skin-boosting collagen to visibly reduce fine lines and wrinkles in just 2 weeks. That's right, 2 weeks, because collagen is the key to healthy, youthful-looking skin. Ready to give your skin a boost? Visit Strivectin.com and sign up for our email and get 15% off your first order. That's strivectin.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Yeah, here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/discount for an additional discount. lightstream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/discount for more information.
Chicago adjusts to working at home. The Score is there for you.
I appreciate you guys being there for us to listen to.
Everybody's listening. Kudos to you guys. Keep it going. I'm a loyal Score listener. I appreciate it all the time, but more than ever right now with you guys.
We are Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Way Back In.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
We talked a lot of football to start, and now it is time to talk some baseball. Let's go to the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Matthew Trueblood is on Twitter, at M.A. Trueblood. He of Baseball Prospectus and the Penning Bull newsletter joins us now on Sports Radio 670 The Score. How you holding up, Matt?
Doing well, guys. How about you?
Good enough.
Hanging in there. Matt, I'm wondering, you know, as the Major League Baseball and the Players Association got together on an agreement last night on what would have been opening day, there are a lot of people opening up on what has changed, what had to change in order to get an agreement together to play baseball whenever we get to back to playing baseball. And I was scrolling through Twitter last night, kind of observing some of the things that you'd said about this agreement between the two sides. And I started to get a little worried about what players have given up here to resume a season. And it seems to me that you found a couple of things that may be, I don't know, maybe deals with the devil is going a little bit too far here, but there could be some drastic changes on the way for players in order to get a 2020 season back. I wonder what stands out as perhaps the worst thing they gave away to you.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say. I think one of the big things is that clearly the players were operating from a bit of a place of fear of what happens if there's no season. And that's very understandable right now. I mean, we're all operating in these places of varying degrees of fear over various things. I think there was the players' union was too quick to treat MLB giving them this upfront payment that amounts to $170 million plus the guarantee of, you know, giving everyone a year's service time if there's no season. They saw those as major concessions. To me, that should have been the starting point. That should have been the obvious thing. Like, why wouldn't players get a year of service time, a year closer to their free agency, given that every player, you know, whether or not they provide a year of service to their team, if there's no season at all, they're getting a year older, a year closer to retirement. They're going to have that year of their life held against them if and when they hit free agency. So I think the players' union scrambled to get those guarantees and gave away too much in the process, especially in the form of, I think, the draft. And that continues a long-standing trend of the players' union sort of selling their non-members, these amateurs and players who are in the lower minors, up the river in order to get gains for what are already the wealthiest members.
And what's even going to happen to the lower minors, these teams that MLB and Rob Manfred, they were trying to shut some of this down anyway. They were trying to contract some of their expenditures anyway, because as we know, the entire minor league system operates as a support structure to just get a handful of material prospects the seasoning that they need to make the majors. Most guys in the minors are fodder. Most guys do not matter. How can that structure, when everything comes back, how can that structure rebuild some of those minor league teams survive and make money or continue to operate at a loss and increase their value?
Yeah, I think a lot of them won't, and I think this is despicable and yet predictable on the part of the league and the owners. They're not letting a good crisis go to waste here. They already wanted to trim about 42 minor league affiliates. This just paves the way for that. It makes it so much easier. It makes it easier because they have now secured a guarantee of the right to massively cut down the number of players they draft and therefore fold into affiliated baseball throughout this year. They've secured a guarantee to be able to push back the international signing period. All of these things give them a justification for saying, well, we don't even have the players to field these teams, so we're going to shutter some of these operations. It's going to make it a lot easier for them to sidestep this issue that has been building for years of you're not paying minor leaguers a living wage, even though you look around at the other major professional sports and to the extent that they have similar minor leagues, they are. They were going to be forced by public pressure to start paying those minor leaguers better. So their solution to that is going to be to pay many fewer minor leaguers. And they are using the COVID delay and all of the things that are going on around it as an opportunity to accelerate that process.
What reasons does MLB, like, how in a PR conversation does MLB justify cutting the draft down to just five rounds, which apparently is now within their power to do, within the league's power to do? What justification will they provide for this?
Well, the top one is going to be money, and of course we, in the more educated segments of the baseball observing public, don't have to and won't accept that because there's plenty of money. They're all extremely wealthy. The industry will go right back to printing money as soon as they're allowed to play games again. But in the meantime, they can make a quasi, you know, credible case that their cash flow has been cut off. They're going to use that as one justification. And the other justification is going to be, hey, the players union signed on for this, which has been their justification for all kinds of abuses and marginalizations of minor leaguers and amateurs over the last decade and a half, because the players union stopped going to bat for those types of players long ago.
So let's look at this through the prism of an end goal for owners. If, in fact, we ascribe all the nefariousness that may be appropriate, and you say they don't let a crisis go to waste, if they really had their druthers, if they could draw this whole system up ideally for them, regardless of what's been in the past, how drafts have worked, how the minor league systems have worked, how do you think they would want this to maximize their profits, to continue to strip power from the players while also maintaining a pipeline of talent?
I think we're probably heading toward a permanently shrunken draft, not anything like what's likely to happen this year, but even from, you know, it was 50 rounds just a few years ago. It has been 40 the last couple of years. I could see a future in which it's something like 30 rounds. I think you're going to see short season leagues cut roughly in half, maybe one of the levels of A-ball go away. This has been a trend over the last few years anyway. Teams not necessarily slashing scouts, but fewer professional scouts, more amateur scouts, more, you know, led by the Houston Astros operation that has been somewhat disassembled at this point, but led by them at the cutting edge, saying we can better identify which players we're going to be able to improve and turn into really good major leaguers. We don't need as many teams, as many players, as much getting quality out of quantity, as Branch Rickey used to say. That's not necessary anymore. We have data, we have video, we have people who process this at a much faster pace, and so they're going to look for a more streamlined form of the minor leagues than we've seen in decades.
Talking with Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Major League Baseball and the Players Association have reached an agreement on what will have to change for the 2020 season. It's a precursor to a collective bargaining agreement, I think, that hopefully comes together after the 2021 season and resumes baseball as normal. One of the things I was a little surprised to see, and Matthew, I hope you can kind of walk us through a little bit of what this means, both in the short term for 2020 and a little bit longer term, is that apparently, per the agreement for this year, the luxury tax threshold, which Cubs fans are all too familiar with, $208 million, will stay the same. How does that affect teams that are pressed up next to it, knowing that we're going to have less baseball than we're used to? What is this? What are the trickle down effects of keeping that dollar right there?
Yeah, that was a really interesting one, in that the luxury tax is going to stay in effect, and it will be calculated according to not prorated salaries once the season begins, but your actual salary that you signed a contract for over the winter or in the spring. What that means for, let's talk about the Cubs specifically a moment, they are stuck in a very particular way, because as soon as the owners ratify this deal later today, a transaction freeze goes into effect. No teams can make any trades until that's lifted by mutual consent between the league and the union, probably at some point shortly before whatever turns out to be opening day. Then we're going to play this protracted season, a shortened season, that may or may not even feature a trading deadline, because what would that look like if you're playing, say, 80 games? And at that point, it becomes a question of how, if the Cubs wanted to duck back under the luxury tax threshold, they would be able to do so, because they wouldn't have a great way of moving that money to any other team in the league if they decide to trade a Jose Quintana or a Tyler Chatwood or whatever that might turn out to be. But they had still been, maybe not explicitly, but sort of implicitly stating that as a goal going into this, or their alternate goal had been compete and prove that this team is worth going over again, being stuck in that third time repeater class of luxury tax, of the luxury tax rules, where the penalties get a little more harsh, although, again, they're still just financial penalties. It's still just money out of the Ricketts family's pocket, and they've got plenty of money stuffed in that pocket. So it definitely gets stickier for teams that are walking that fine line. Honestly, the Cubs might be the single team that is most effective because the other teams that wanted to duck under that threshold had already done so. So they're in a really unique position, but it's tricky for every team that's in that upper tier at this point because there's so much uncertainty around when the season will restart and what it'll look like.
All right, now do the White Sox, because they're in a very different situation. There was so much excitement going into this first competitive year, getting the Luis Robert contract done to make sure there were no service time shenanigans with him, and really rolling this out to be seen for whatever it was going to be. And it stings. It just really hurts a White Sox fan to know that whatever shape or form this is going to take now, that the timing of it might end up different. How do you read sort of the cascading effects of this delay?
You know, I think on the White Sox side, I can offer some salve for that sting, because to me, for one thing, any shorter season increases the variance that's inherent to the whole thing. You guys have Joe Sheehan on a lot. You've become familiar with that. And the White Sox are a high-variance team anyway. Everything about them screams high-variance. They've got these hitters like Tim Anderson and Yoan Moncada who are reliant on running a high BABIP to be really productive and excellent hitters. They can actually do that, and if it happens over the short sample that the season is going to become, they might charge right past a couple of teams that I still think are their equal or better in Cleveland and Minnesota, and make their way into the playoffs in even a relatively good position. You know, they might benefit from, you know, not having to worry about an innings cap on a Michael Kopech or a Dylan Cease. They might benefit in a lot of ways. And if they don't, you know, it's this truncated season. You kind of, maybe it hurts a little less if that doesn't come to fruition this year because, well, everything was kind of wrong-footed this year. And next year they're in as good a position as anyone because they, unlike, for instance, the Cubs, who had just brought in a new scouting director and were really looking forward to reloading their farm system this year, the White Sox don't lose quite as much from not having a 30, 40-round draft this year, not having a big international free agent deadline coming up. They'd already made those acquisitions. Their player development is almost complete on a lot of their most important pieces, and those guys are so young that if the season is lost or just doesn't turn out for them this year, 2021 looks as bright for them as it does for anyone, because there are other teams, especially in Cleveland and Minnesota, where the most important parts are aging or headed close to free agency, and that's not the case for the White Sox.
Matthew, appreciate you coming on, man. Thanks for taking us through a pretty nuanced topic, and here's to baseball whenever we get it back.
Amen. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That is Matthew Trueblood, the top of the hour, brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Nebraska and Maryland this fall at Ryan Field. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. All right, things are about to get really funky because our guy, Patrick Manley, was all excited. This is the first time I think a guest self-booked. Like he literally on Twitter last night, he booked himself as a Tiger King analyst / expert. So we're going to talk about this Netflix phenomenon that we have all binge watched in its entirety. It is a thing. So Patrick's going to dive into it with us. You won't want to miss this. It's coming up next on The Score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Hall to start your day. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
Wow, how things can change from one week to the next. Hey, hope everybody out there is staying healthy. I know everything is super crazy. We feel disoriented by the COVID-19 virus. It's more important than ever to stay connected and check in with your loved ones. That's why I'm so happy I've got T-Mobile. Listen, T-Mobile isn't just talking the talk. They're taking measures right now to make life easier for everyone by doing the right thing for their customers during this really critical time. For example, T-Mobile has ensured all current customers with data plans have access to unlimited smartphone data on their network for 2 months. We're all in this together. T-Mobile truly believes that. And while many T-Mobile stores are temporarily closed to help keep customers and employees healthy, they've still got you covered with any help you need. Just check out T-Mobile.com. You can see what stores are still open and how you can manage your account online. Stay safe out there. During congestion, customers using more than 50 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds prioritization, video typically at 480p, capable device required.
No matter how early you're up or how late you're running, when you start your day at Speedway, we've got what you need to have a good morning. Always fresh coffee to wake you up, cold drinks and breakfast to keep you going, plus a full tank to get you where you need to go. Crunchy, chewy, swirled, or sprinkled, however you start your day, we've got it to help make your morning a little better. Because when you get off to a better start, you go on to a better day. The convenience stores of Speedway.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Life in America has changed. Almost overnight, there's a lot of information out there about the coronavirus. We help you sort it out and answer the most important questions every weekday with the Coronavirus Daily Podcast. We'll have interviews and advice from health experts, newsmakers, and authorities on a range of important topics. Everything you need to know, summarized into one short episode. Get all the information you need to guide your family through the COVID-19 pandemic. Listen on radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Joe Exotic, and this is Sarge.
He was like a mythical character living out in the middle of bum Oklahoma, who owned 1,200 tigers and lions and bears and
come here, love me.
Matt spoken, good looking, love to party and have fun.
I don't think we're done blowing up today.
I don't figure you are.
Heart and a soul and a mind. I've learned from them. But Carol Baskin keeps saying, I can't have these tigers.
If he ever had an enemy in his life, it was Carol Baskin.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens, it's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
Carol is the Mother Teresa of cats.
We will end the private possession of these cats.
This is my way of living, and nobody's gonna tell me any otherwise.
Can't get enough of it. This segment is brought to you by Indeed. Indeed is used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Patrick Manley, the former Bear and former full-time Score host who is now part of our Bears coverage and our Bears pregame and postgame. He is on Twitter at Patrick Manley. He's with us on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. As I was mentioning, Patrick, you self-booked last night. You stepped right in and volunteered as our Tiger King analyst. This is you got to answer for your people. I'm sorry. What is the deal, man? The American South, the plains, all of these hayseeds are really something.
There's no answer for that. I mean, this show is absolutely pure gold, and I booked myself because my wife and I all day yesterday talked about it. I'm like, I need to talk to somebody else about this because it's unbelievable. You can't believe that you find yourself watching this and not stopping it. It's the characters, the outfits, and I think you guys were talking about the guns, the whole thing. Shaquille O'Neal shows up in it. I mean, it's unbelievable. You just can't believe what's happening and taking place in this documentary.
What got you into it? Because I had seen it. I picked it up, like, trending on Twitter, and Rick had mentioned it because I said, did anybody see this Tiger King thing? And Rick was all over it, and he said, you guys have to watch the trailer and just know it is a billion times more banana pants crazy than the trailer even lets you on. So what got you into seeing it?
Social media, same kind of thing. And yeah, my wife and I have been binge watching everything, and she's like, all right, you have to watch this because I want to watch it. And I said, all right, we are going to watch The Tiger King. Everybody's talking about it. And she's one that hates shows like this, just hates it. If she's going to watch a documentary, she wants to get smarter. She wants to learn something. And she's like, what is this? I'm like, you just have to sit down and watch it. We grabbed a bottle of wine. And the next thing you know, we got through 6 episodes till 1 in the morning. And she's like, we got to go to bed. So we finished the 7th episode the next day because we were drinking too much wine and having too much fun. But so it started from social media, and you just could not stop watching it. And they keep bringing these characters in, and, you know, the haircuts, just everything was just off the wall.
It's just how much footage they have, too. So yeah, many people involved would videotape everything that they did. It was even mm-hmm. the found footage, old VHS tapes. I mean, really damning ones that they're finding in boxes, in garages, and then showing what these people, how they sort of became what they beheld. And it's all the receipts are there. That's what's amazing. There's only a tiny bit of dramatization involved in some of the really old things, but it's just how their paranoia created all of the videotaping because they were so scared of each other.
Dan, there's so much footage. There's an interview of a man in a bathtub. I mean, every scene is just crazier and crazier. There's the guy on the jet ski. I mean, that was insane. You know what I mean? There's just so much, like you said, there's so much footage. And they threw out gold to us. And it's just the interview in the bathtub. I hit pause and looked at my wife and go, he's in a bathtub. And this isn't one of the craziest scenes that's on the show.
Not even close.
No.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if it's like, if it was good filmmaking or if it was just so compelling.
Oh, come on. It's brilliant.
See, I think it was. And what it did it such a great job at, Pat and Dan, is that each and every character had 10 minutes where you're going, oh, okay, maybe I do sympathize with this character. And then every episode, it would peel back another layer of that onion, and each layer was stinkier than the next. And you realized that, no, this person that you had thought was maybe a reasonable voice on the show was just as crazy as everybody else on it. And that kind of reveal for 7 straight episodes, for hours at a time, was incredibly compelling to me.
All right, take Joe Exotic out of it. Who is your favorite character?
I love...
Define favorite.
Just one you would talk about the most right now. Who would you want to talk about the most?
Rick Kirkham was my guy. He's the producer yes, who is trying yes. to make a reality show out of Joe Exotic, because watching interviews with Rick Kirkham was basically like... I mean, it was just this guy, this chain-smoking
dude. How many cigarettes did he smoke?
Billions. Absolutely. It was like watching Tom Waits. It was like watching Tom Waits give an interview about a reality show that he did. It was incredible.
My favorite recurring interviewee was the woman who escaped from Bhagavan Doc Antle's clutches.
Barbara Fisher. Right.
Yes, Barbara Fisher in the snowy house in Ames, Iowa. And I don't remember what her name was on the Tiger compound, but she was one of the most sane people there, Barbara Fisher. And you just sort of felt grounded when it was that was like a normal person. Obviously, she had or has a history and has issues of her own. But the fact that she could very lucidly give you a description of what it was like to be in a tiger cult, and it is, and he even confronts the word cult. He's like, I know where yes. you're going with this line of questioning, that you're going to say that I'm a cult leader. It's like, yeah, because you kind of are. And that whole thing, see, to me, I would say that, Patrick, and when one of the more normal people in this entire universe is Mario Tabrawe, who is the basis for the Al Pacino character yes. in Scarface, who served a 12-year prison sentence for drug trafficking, and when he's kind of normal and his wife is the crazy person who's got closets filled with baby clothes so she can dress her monkeys in her bedroom.
Oh, man, there's just so many good moments. I forgot about all that. They're just, you just can't believe they're real people. But they, I mean, they totally are. All of a sudden, Jeff Lowe, the businessman, shows up. This guy. He's got a bandana, a hat over the bandana, his biker jacket. He's all dressed in black, and he's a businessman.
He's got more felonies than accessories, and he's a relatively normal human on that show. Yeah. I thought, did you guys watch? I had one problem with Tiger King. Did you guys watch the ESPN 30 for 30, the U? It was the, you know, the Howard Schneller murder, Miami teams and stuff.
Yes.
So it went through and it was a fantastic 30 for 30. I loved it, but the entire thing made like barely one mention of drugs at Miami University through the 80s, right? Mm-hmm. And I felt the same way with Tiger King. There's like 5 minutes in there where they mentioned the quantity of meth that everybody is just rolling through, and you start to think this would have been helpful to know in the first four or five episodes because it puts everybody into perspective. I mean, this was rampant throughout the entire compound, and they just mention it for 5 minutes.
I don't think they had to mention it. All you had to do was look at John Finley, the private property of Joe Exotic. That's obvious what they were all on. I mean, it was, you know, John, that with his interview, just sitting there with his shirt off, with all the tattoos, every scene. I mean, it's just I got to watch it again, and I'm going to watch it again just to break it down even more.
Now, I will say, too, that some of these things, there were some very clever filmmaking touches, I thought. I mean, you mentioned the bathtub scene, and I get the image of Frankie Pentangeli in my mind, and there was a very Shakespearean Lady Macbeth moment at the sink, where there was a damning comment, and then she's quickly scrubbing her hands. When we first meet Kelsey Saffery, the animal keeper at the GW Zoo, and I notice that she's missing an arm, and I said to myself, I can't wait till we get to this part. Sometimes you always think this, the rule of Chekhov's rule, that there's never a reason to mention the shotgun over the mantelpiece if the shotgun isn't going to be fired by the end of the story. And you can always get some idea. And I liked how literary some of this was, that there's the literal number of guns that are involved, the number of shotguns over the mantelpiece that have to be referenced. But when they show her, I'm like, yeah, she's got one arm. We're going to be getting to that at some point.
In the interview, she's like, just take the arm. I don't need to rehab it. I'm good. I want to cover up for Joe Exotic. I mean,
she was back to work in a week.
7 days.
She lost her freaking arm.
I know. Covering up for Joe Exotic. I mean, it's Joe Exotic. And then he runs for governor and president. I mean, it's just people, you got to watch this. Spend six and a half, 7 hours watching
just
this.
Just do it.
You will be a better person for this, because you'll just pat yourself on the back and feel better about yourself.
Yeah, the other part of it, too, there's so many ironies. There's so many inherent ironies. And the fact that you get the actual irony and the dramatic irony of what we know as viewers that the people involved don't even seem to know, that you have Carol Baskin, who clearly killed her husband.
No doubt.
I mean, 100%. No doubt. I don't know if she fed him to the tigers or not, but there's not a doubt in my mind that this lunatic killed her husband. And she wears all cat print. Her house is all cats. And she's allergic to cats!
Her bike was cat print.
Yes!
And then the other thing is, I mean, she talks about how holy she is with these cats. Her cages looked worse than Joe Exotic's cages. And then
irony. She's doing what they're doing, and she's making money off of it.
Yes.
So a couple of things here on Carol Baskin. She's spoken out against the Tiger King documentary, because of course she has.
Mm-hmm.
And she's what stunned me throughout the whole documentary is when confronted with some of the facts around her ex-husband's disappearance, none of her responses are like, this was so hard for me, I'll never be the same, I loved him. It was just like matter-of-fact explanations for like, oh, I couldn't have ground him up in a meat grinder. That meat grinder is only 3 1/4 inches wide. Like, you couldn't do that. It didn't even work in there. That's ridiculous. Like, so she says she calls the most ludicrous of all the lies the allegation she may have ground up her husband's body. The idea, here's the quote, the idea that a human body and skeleton could be put through it is exotic, idiotic, but the Netflix directors didn't care. They just showed a bigger grinder. Like, that's her problem? That's her problem?
Right, didn't she even offer the fact that they DNA tested the grinder?
No, they did not. The police did
not.
Oh,
they didn't. Okay,
they did not. Yeah, that was the thing. It's like, you can't just put a swab in there or do whatever to test that just to check that one off, and they didn't. The police mishandled that as well, but... Well,
oh,
at least
God,
it seemed
that
way through the documentary. But, yeah, she totally killed him. Totally killed him.
Yeah, there was not real good police work here.
No.
And that poor guy, they showed his awards in his office and, you know, he's retired with all these honors. Like, yeah, you know, they go to Costa Rica. They just stare at each other. Like, oh, we couldn't really find anything. Or weren't really sure what he was doing down here or anything. And then the whole character, you could do a full documentary just... Antle, the Bhagavan Doc Antle, who started out looking like a Doug Henning kind of Yanni type guy growing up on a yoga compound, and ends up being a cult leader guru who looks like a Twitter follower said he looks like a cross between Boomer Esiason and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He totally does.
Doesn't he? I thought it was perfect.
I thought early Doc Antle looked like little... Harry Shearer in Spinal Tap. I mean, that was what he was going for early on.
Yes, that's a great call. Smalls, right?
Here's some great news for all three of us, obviously, and everybody who's watched the number one trending show on Netflix, Tiger King. This is from Vanity Fair yesterday. Netflix's latest true crime masterpiece will soon be rewarded with more Tiger King. Last fall, long before the Netflix subscribed masses knew much, if anything, about the polyamorous, big cat wrangling former presidential candidate Joe Exotic and his vicious feud with Big Cat Rescue CEO Carol Baskin, who definitely killed her husband, Kate McKinnon signed up to star in and executive produce a limited series based on the podcast Joe Exotic. And yes, the Saturday Night Live star will be playing Carol Baskin. The series is going to be based on the podcast. It's based on the life of Carol Baskin. None of the rest of it is cast, but we are getting a Kate McKinnon lead Carol Baskin documentary.
And 100%
this is going to sound weird. I don't need it. It's almost like why I didn't watch the movie Miracle. Because the 1980 USA hockey team, the Miracle on Ice team, was so important to me, I didn't need the memories Disneyfied. You can't do better than real. You can't do better than 100% real.
But you didn't need Tiger King either, and yet... Right.
Yes, I did! Yet. I didn't know I did.
I think the more the better for this, man. This is just... It's outstanding, and I truly am going to rewatch it just for the entertainment, because there's going to be stuff in there you forgot about. I'm going to go upstairs right after this and start watching again.
So guys, an 847 texter hit it on the nose with one of those things that I know I forgot. Just further making Carol look like the terrible person. How about when Carol says, if you want tigers to kill someone, you don't use cologne, you use sardine oil.
Oh, right. God, yes!
That's right. Duh.
Yes, that's right. She said if you wanted a tiger to eat something, you wouldn't use cologne. You use cologne if you want the tiger to fall. They'll fawn on you and hug you. But if she just happened to offer sardine oil.
You would use sardine oil or whatever. Whatever.
Oh, man. Did you guys watch the little details? Did you guys watch it in
yes.
one sitting?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. It took two for me. We got four episodes in. Oh, I was like you, Pat. We got four episodes in or so the other night, and look up at the clock and it's like, oh my God, right. I have to work tomorrow. Like I have to stop this. And so we finished up the last two episodes last night.
Oh, perfect. Oh, it's so good.
I don't know. I don't know how Dan sat through the whole thing in one go. Like you get to a point in this show where you start looking at whomever you're watching it with and going, am I crazy? Like, is this washing off on me? Am I starting to get crazy myself? You just have to take a breath and a breather because it's bizarre.
I found myself pausing the show and, like, turning to my wife and be like, is this real? You know, normally you just let it roll and you talk over it. I had to pause it to have a discussion. It was just that insane.
I was watching by myself. Nobody in the family was there ordering in Chipotle and doing whatever they do. I just kept saying, you have to watch this. And I said, they would hear me. And I was like, I know I was yelling, but I was literally saying, holy, holy, like with every twist and turn. And then you hear a gunshot and you see a guy's face in the seat. Like, oh my, did that just happen? Like, this is real. And then he comes out and he gives the eulogy and you just, and the three men getting married to each other in a ceremony. And you're like, what the hell? And eventually my daughter just said, Dad, you got to shut up. Like, you're screaming at the top of your lungs.
Can I? So are they going to watch it?
I don't know. I don't know if I can get them. Do it.
I need to nominate another character from Tiger King for my favorite, and it's another one that kind of goes by the wayside. It's Joshua Dial, the campaign manager for Joe Exotic, who, without any sense of hilarity or no joke in him at all, looks straight into the camera and says, being a campaign manager for Joe Exotic is my life's dream. And then the rest of the episode unfolds. It's like, what are you doing? You find out he was managing at the gun section at the Walmart before he became the campaign manager for Joe Exotic?
Relationships.
Yeah, I would nominate also the Joseph Fritz, who was Don's attorney. The jowly attorney who's really matter of fact and is sort of an island of sanity in this whole thing, but clearly boiling over with righteous anger
and wearing a massive polka dot tie the entire time he's talking.
Because of course he is.
I tell you what, man, when we get outside and everything turns back to normal and Halloween comes around, there's going to be Tiger Kings everywhere. That's going to be everybody's go-to costume, and it just won't be Joe Exotic. You can be any of them.
Oh, no, I'm going to be John Finley for sure.
Yes.
You could pull that off, probably.
Damn right I could.
Private property of Dan Bernstein, right below the belly button.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Well, Patrick, thank you for self-booking. This is a lot of fun, man.
That was great, guys. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
That is Patrick Manley. And silly times call for very, very silly things. And we'll continue doing that with the Midday Midway. I'm going to tell you what I learned yesterday. TIL, why a Triscuit is a Triscuit.
Excellent. I've got a story about a Waffle House that even someone like Dan Bernstein may not know. The Midday Midway is coming up. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Hey, Lawrence Holmes here. Being live and local with 670 The Score is more important than ever. So as America adjusts to the new work-at-home environment, trust us to keep you informed, entertained, and perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com and stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly. 670 The Score is live and local, a radio.com sports station.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over 1 million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Experience the benefits of Santana Energy Services during this time and all year long. Santana offers affordable fixed-rate electricity and natural gas plans that are the most cost-effective way to manage your monthly utilities. And Santana offers unmatched customer rewards and referral programs. Santana Energy Services is built on values and service, and they've been locally and employee-owned for over 31 years. You have to have it, so you might as well choose Santana Energy Services. Learn more at SantanaEnergyServices.com. Our company, your values.
Wow, how things can change from one week to the next. Hey, hope everybody out there is staying healthy. I know everything is super crazy. We feel disoriented by the COVID-19 virus. It's more important than ever to stay connected and check in with your loved ones. That's why I'm so happy I've got T-Mobile. Listen, T-Mobile isn't just talking the talk. They're taking measures right now to make life easier for everyone by doing the right thing for their customers during this really critical time. For example, T-Mobile has ensured all current customers with data plans have access to unlimited smartphone data on their network for 2 months. We're all in this together. T-Mobile truly believes that. And while many T-Mobile stores are temporarily closed to help keep customers and employees healthy, they've still got you covered with any help you need. Just check out T-Mobile.com. You can see what stores are still open and how you can manage your account online. Stay safe out there. During congestion, customers using more than 50 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds prioritization, video typically at 480p, capable device required.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel
the Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
We have reached the midday midway of this Friday edition of the Bernstein and McKnight shows. I'll tell you what we've been talking about. It's been a thing. We started with a lot of football. We heard from Jimmy Graham at his teleconference, and we talked about Jermaine Fetty and whether or not he'd be more effective as a guard instead of a tackle. We'll talk more with Softy Mahler about both of those guys coming up at 11 o'clock. But then it was baseball with Matthew Trueblood. Some really sensible stuff from him about the Cubs, about the White Sox, about labor negotiations. And then it was Patrick Manley and his thoughts on the phenomenon that is the Tiger King. Connor and I are among those who have seen all 7 episodes. I cannot recommend it more highly. As much as it's, and we're making it sound like it's complete lunacy, all I can tell you is you have no idea. You have no idea what you're getting into, but get into it.
Each 40-minute episode, I screamed, "What is even happening?" at the television 3 times. It was absolutely insane. As we all waited home for the reopening of business as usual, I've been trying to get delivery from local restaurants as often as I can, you know, what with the budget and trying to eat healthy and everything like that. And I really appreciate everybody on Twitter who have, you know, put out a couple of different things, a couple of different questions, people about, you know, the neighborhood and, hey, what are your favorite spots? What am I missing? All that kind of stuff. I appreciate everybody who texted back, or tweeted back rather, with a couple of spots to go try. Even those of you who think that I haven't tried a place like Big Star Tacos, even though I've been living here for, you know, a day. But that's fine. It's really nice of you. Anyway, I was reading through this piece on thetakeout.com. Dan, I don't know if you've seen this, but you know the restaurant Alinea, right?
Sure.
The Michelin 3-star rated restaurant, one of the finest restaurants in the world, Alinea.
Yeah,
right,
Grant Achatz, who, you know, the chef, and I saw a documentary with Grant Achatz. You know what one of his favorite restaurants is our joint, Jerry's Grill. He actually takes the interviewer there to eat.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, Jerry's Grill is fantastic.
Yeah.
It makes total sense. And are they doing delivery? Because if they're going to deliver a mop, I'll take one.
That would surprise me if they are, but who knows?
Same. Well, here's the thing. Alinea is doing takeout. A 3-star Michelin-rated restaurant is doing takeout. These are menus that normally go between like $200 and $400 a person. That's not with the wine, which you can spend as much as you want on. Apparently, Alinea is offering a $34.95 takeout menu They're trying for a weekly rotating menu. Beef Wellington, mashed potatoes, creme brulee, I think, was the first offering, and that was last week.
Ooh.
That was the first week of it. And here's the other cool part about this. I was reading the actual post from Graham, the head chef there, and they offered the menu, the takeout menu, and as a result, they have hired back staff. All the profits shared amongst the entire staff. So not only is it a business going well outside of what they would normally do, this high-end restaurant offering top-dollar stuff, but they seemingly understand that this is an opportunity to spread the wealth around in a time where the service industry specifically has been hit incredibly hard. So I've never been. I don't know if you've ever been to Alinea, but for $34.95, I could get into whatever they want to hand me.
So I get a text from my sister yesterday, and she said, you have to read this Twitter thread. So I did, and then the magazine for which my sister edits, Fast Company, then posted a story about this Twitter thread, probably because she found it interesting and had one of the writers write this up. So just join me in this little thread here. It's a writer named Sage Boggs. And there's a picture of a box of Triscuits. And it says, okay, buckle up, I want to talk to you about Triscuit. Since several years ago, I was at a party, I spotted a box of Triscuits, and I asked, what does the word Triscuit mean? It's clearly based on the word biscuit. But what does the try mean? He adds parenthetically, I'm great at parties. So the consensus was that try, the T-R-I, means three. Maybe three layers or three ingredients. No one knew for sure, so I Googled it, but Google didn't have an official answer, just more guesses. So we went straight to the source. We emailed Nabisco. And the response that we got a few days later shook us to the core. And the answer was, thank you for your interest in our Triscuit crackers. No business records survived, which specifically explain the origins or inspiration for the name Triscuit. But we do know the name was chosen as a fun derivation of the word biscuit. The try does not mean three. So Sage Boggs says the try doesn't mean three. How do they know what it doesn't mean? And not know what it does mean. And he said, no business records survived? What the hell happened at the Triscuit factory? Did the building explode? Did someone run out the doors and yell, it doesn't mean three, right before perishing in a giant blaze? He said, I was baffled. I couldn't stand not knowing. So I did a little sleuthing online and stumbled on some early Triscuit advertisements. Take a look at these bad boys. And this is from 1903. And it says, Triscuit, baked by electricity. That was their selling point.
What?
It says they were the only food on the market prepared by this 1903 process. And the picture has lightning bolts coming off of the Triscuits. It was run out of a business near Niagara Falls. It's a picture of Niagara Falls. There are the Triscuits, lightning bolts coming off of the Triscuits. Triscuit means electricity biscuit. Their ovens were electrical ovens. This was a big deal in 1903, the very same year that, you know, the Wright brothers took off. But an electrical oven baking the Triscuits was this modern, like, sci-fi selling point. Triscuit means electricity biscuit. And there you have it.
Well, that's pure insanity. you're a big Waffle House guy, Dan, right? You are a Waffle House connoisseur.
I studied for exams there. Yeah, that was my library beyond the library.
Are you aware that the Waffle House and FEMA, the Federal Office of Emergency Management Agency, are tied together in how the country prepares itself for federal emergencies?
Well, I'm aware of a de facto Waffle House Index, where they say that any natural disaster or any peril to the country can be measured by whether or not any or all Waffle Houses are open or closed.
That's exactly right. I didn't know this. former FEMA administrator Craig, I don't know if it's Fugate or Fugate, I don't know, Fugazi maybe, couldn't tell you, was giving an interview with the New York Times just recently and talking about how there are three levels to how FEMA describes the Waffle House Index. The country is green, Waffle House is open for business, operations are normal. Yellow, the Waffle House is open, but hours and or menus are limited. Red, the Waffle House is closed. They go off how the Waffle House is operating and whether or not they're open to determine a federal state of emergency, because it's a better rule of thumb than anything they've come up with. Most Waffle Houses right now are, or rather the Waffle House Index right now has gone to red amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. While most of the restaurants remain open, the number of fully closed locations has been rising from day to day. There is a Waffle House Index on Twitter and on Facebook that you can check and update from day to day to determine both whether the country is getting better or worse and where you can go get your grits and apple butter. I had no idea that a federal agency had tied itself to the Waffle House chain, but indeed it has, and apparently you knew about it, Dan.
I guess I knew well enough, apparently so. That is the Midday Midway. We do it most days right around this time. And coming up next, let's talk a little bit more football with the always entertaining Dave Softy Mahler of KJR in Seattle. They had Jimmy Graham there. They had Jermaine Ifedi there. And that has been one of the hotspots for COVID-19. And it's been some scary stuff. We're going to talk about all of it with Dave Mahler. So don't go anywhere. You have Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Washington Redskins head coach Ron Rivera, during this pandemic, what's been most challenging for you and your staff?
To meet your team, get to know your team. That's the hard part. I mean, try to get physicals and all that stuff, so it's been tough. But, you know, hopefully we can be a little bit of a distraction for the public.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
River. No matter how early you're up or how late you're running, when you start your day at Speedway, we've got what you need to have a good morning. Always fresh coffee to wake you up, cold drinks and breakfast to keep you going, plus a full tank to get you where you need to go. Crunchy, chewy, swirled, or sprinkled, however you start your day, we've got it to help make your morning a little better. Because when you get off to a better start, you go on to a better day. The convenience stores of Speedway.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Wow, how things can change from one week to the next. Hey, hope everybody out there is staying healthy. I know everything is super crazy. We feel disoriented by the COVID-19 virus. It's more important than ever to stay connected and check in with your loved ones. That's why I'm so happy I've got T-Mobile. Listen, T-Mobile isn't just talking the talk. They're taking measures right now to make life easier for everyone by doing the right thing for their customers during this really critical time. For example, T-Mobile has ensured all current customers with data plans have access to unlimited smartphone data on their network for 2 months. We're all in this together. T-Mobile truly believes that. And while many T-Mobile stores are temporarily closed to help keep customers and employees healthy, they've still got you covered with any help you need. Just check out T-Mobile.com. You can see what stores are still open and how you can manage your account online. Stay safe out there. During congestion, customers using more than 50 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds prioritization, video typically at 480p, capable device required.
While Chicago adjusts to working at home, the score is there for you.
I appreciate the tone that you guys have taken and wish more would follow suit. Keep it up.
You guys give us a chance to take a break, and that's what we all need right now.
Thank you for the distraction from the coronavirus. I appreciate what you guys are doing.
We are Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
We have a team that you throw a punch, they throw a counterpunch, you throw a punch, they throw a counterpunch, you throw a punch. You know, it's a fight, you know, it's a battle. And, you know, that's the best type of football. You don't want it to be easy. You want it to be, you want to feel like you earned that win. Mid-